There are a lot of bills pending in Congress that would do a lot of different things. I think there's some very important provisions scattered throughout them. Certainly, they show an appropriate emphasis on the risk that cyber attacks, cyber intrusions poses for our government, our critical infrastructure, and our economy. But they really are a mixed bag, and it's hard to tell whether or when or what form a final piece of legislation might take, either in this Congress or the next.
But looking at, say, the provision to elevate the job that Howard Schmidt now has, and that's a job similar to the one you had, which is cyber advisor to the president. One of the bills would elevate that to much higher Senate confirmation level, maybe some budget authority. How about that one?
Well, the legislation that would take that kind of step is again, a mixed bag. I'm not sure all would look at the possibility of raising a position as an advisor to the president to a Senate-confirmed position is necessarily raising the bar. The issue about whether the position has funding, funding for appropriate personnel to help coordinate across the government and work with the private sector at a policy level is very important. But if by funding one means to have operational activities in the cybersecurity area, I think that would be a mistake. I think generally having the operational aspects for any kind of effort such as cybersecurity is better placed in the agencies.
Okay, and so that gets us to the operational question. And another one of the legislative proposals, and I think this is on both sides also somewhere in one of the bills, is to shift the FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act, to one away from the way that assessments are done now every 3 years and certification, to one that's involving continuous monitoring. And you see agencies already moving toward that one by one. They seem to be going in that direction. Do you think legislation changing FISMA that much, everyone says it's needed, would it be helpful in fact?
Well, the difference between whether you can take certain measures without having new legislation or not, I think, is always an interesting one. A number of the provisions in the various pieces of legislation are activities that are underway now in agencies or in the White House. For example, you mentioned standards. NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, right now sets the standards under the current version of FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act, that the agencies have to follow. So whether or not FISMA is changed, the very significant, very important changes that have taken place to those NIST standards on what is necessary and what has to be reported for federal agencies is very, very exciting, and I think it will roll over into the private sector. So the idea of requiring not just a paperwork exercise certifying, attesting to the risk posture of the agencies, but requiring something closer to continuous monitoring so that one can see in real time, and when you're talking cyberspace, the closest you can get to the real time, the better, is a very historic change in the way we evaluate and help agencies and help our federal government be prepared for addressing dynamic, serious cyber threats. And I think that same trend, as I said, is going to move into the private sector. Because if you want to have a risk-based approach, which I think you see as one of the themes in the legislation and one of the themes in the NIST standards, continuous monitoring, the ability to tell in real time what you need to worry about and what you need to do about it is critical.
So it sounds like the move from so-called CNA to ANA, as has been promulgated by NIST, is more than just semantics.
Very historic, very significant, very positive change that I think is going to help drive a reduction in risk in the long term together with some additional measures.
Now, you were in the government through 9/11, and you were there early in the formation of Homeland Security and the way that has sort of gelled out over the last few years. And so I think you're in a good position to answer the question that's come up lately in the community, and that is whether the federal government cyber risk and whether the cyber risk for everybody really is maybe overstated, because you hear a lot about attempts, but not that many actual events happening. Are we overplaying this too much?
Well, there are a lot of doomsday scenarios that are being articulated. There are various reasons for that. I think there are certainly some people who think that those are very real possibilities. The fact is that the recent evidence of intrusions by nation states, countries, or individuals working for nation states and organized criminal groups internationally, intrusions into government and private sector systems is in and of itself a significant harm to the country. With other nations, perhaps terrorist groups, getting access to critical information about our networks puts us in a position of vulnerability to attack, and the losses of that information and the losses of intellectual property by major companies are putting our companies and global companies at a competitive disadvantage. So the what we are seeing right now in terms of thefts of data and organized criminal activity online require action, whether or not we take measures or we believe there's going to be any kind of a catastrophic event.